Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us on the Trocare College Lifeline this morning is Dennis Vacco, partner with Lippis Mathias, LLP, also a former attorney general, former U.S. attorney in representing Western New York, and we're talking about what's happening with the DA in the Rochester area. Dennis, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Sandra Dourley in some hot water after a viral confrontation between herself and a police officer after she didn't stop for a routine traffic stop and kind of went off on this police officer for daring to stop the DA. Now we have all these investigations and a whole bunch of different things. I guess my first question to you is, where is the line here? How do you separate the political and the legal fallout? Because when we hear about investigations started by the governor's office or some other organization, you know, how much of that follows a legal process versus a political process?
Well, first of all, Brian, good morning to you and Susan. Thanks for having me on. So it's a great question because those are two distinct issues that Dourley, now DA Dourley, needs to navigate. Let's deal with the political first. She's been in office for nearly 20 years. I think she first got elected in 2011, so she's actually been in office since January of 2012, and reelected in 2015. Reelected in 2019, and again reelected last year in 2023. So the voters in Monroe County have decided that they want her to be the DA, and she's been the DA for 20 years. So politically, this is going to boil down to whether or not the only person under the New York State Constitution who can remove a sitting DA is the governor. The DA, the office of DA, 62 DAs across New York State, is a constitutional office. So county executives, county clerks, even county sheriffs are not necessarily constitutionally defined offices like the office of district attorney is. And because it's a constitutional office, the only person in the executive branch who could remove Sandra Dourley is Governor Hochul. Interestingly, the power to remove a sitting DA hasn't been used since 1900, and I don't think that the power to remove anybody from public office by a governor has been used for nearly 100 years. So I think that the politics is going to boil down to whether or not Kathy Hochul, over this incident, which was foolish, it showed bad judgment and a flash of arrogance, but whether or not those videos and her conduct is enough for Kathy Hochul to politically remove her. On the legal side, it's interesting because what Governor Hochul did yesterday was to refer an investigation to the state's Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, which has had its own checkered and troubled history, attempted to be formed for the first time by state legislation in 2018, reconfigured in 2011 2021, and now just like 3 weeks ago, promulgated for the first time the regulations that will guide this commission. I think on April 10th is when they promulgated their new regulations. So this is going to be the first investigation for this state commission, this Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct. And again, I don't think that her conduct rises to the level of the type of misconduct that the state legislature intended this commission to review. The Prosecutorial Conduct Commission, or Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, in my view, looks to things like, you know, a prosecutor providing false evidence, a failure to provide exculpatory evidence, purposely choosing or selecting a discriminatory jury, knowing that evidence that's going into the record is not accurate, or in some fashion even suborning perjury. Those are the kind of things that this commission should be looking at, not this conduct.
After the public backlash over this, do you think she could effectively continue serving as DA?
So, Susan, that's really the third issue, the third rail here. So, politics and the law. And frankly, you know, whether her moral authority to be the chief law enforcement officer in Monroe County has been sufficiently eroded. I think she damaged herself. I know her. She's a longtime prosecutor. She's a smart person. She's been a tough prosecutor. She went through some difficult times personally with her own bout with cancer. She's a courageous person and a courageous prosecutor and a good lawyer. So this video is stunning to me and surprising to me. But I do think that it might have the impact of undermining her moral authority in the community. So she's gonna have to pay careful attention to, you know, her decisions now, and always have in the back of her mind that she's going to be judged, that perhaps her decisions are going to be judged based upon some perceived double standard. It's interesting to point out that she's already taken, you know, some remedial steps on her own. So she pled guilty to the traffic ticket. That's a positive thing. She absolutely had to do that. I mean, if she had called me and asked me what to do, I would have told her, walk into court and plead guilty to that speeding ticket ASAP. She's also referred an investigation to a visiting or neighboring county DA's office so that her office isn't going to investigate her. That's an interesting piece because, quite frankly, there's a possibility that she violated, that she might have committed obstruction of justice by failing to respond to the request of a police officer. So it's interesting that she has referred this case to a neighboring county DA. We'll see how that plays out. But she's also self-reported. She's, you know, filed a complaint against herself, if you will, with the Attorney Grievance Committee, which at the end of the day is truly the only power that the state commission has, is to refer a lawyer, a prosecutor, to the Attorney Grievance Committee. She's already done that.
We're speaking with Dennis Vacco on the Trocare College Live Line here on WBEN. Before we let you go, Dennis, you know, she issued an apology video. She said she was kind of reprimanding herself, and that if anyone on her staff did the same thing, that they would be disciplined. I think a lot of people were looking at that, though, Dennis, and saying if anybody on her staff did the same thing,
they would have been fired.
Wouldn't they likely have been fired?
So I saw that video, and I agree with you, Brian. I think that if somebody on her staff had engaged in the exact same conduct, most likely she would have terminated that assistant DA. I'm not excusing her conduct. It was foolish and arrogant, all wrapped into a 28-minute video on a body cam. I don't know what she was thinking. She clearly wasn't thinking appropriately, in my estimation. But the question becomes, you know, does this rise to the level of her being removed from office by the governor? And I don't think that it does. It does tarnish her. It does damage her credibility. As Susan pointed out, as Susan raises the question about her authority, I think it undermines her authority. So she's got a lot of work to do here. But at the end of the day, I don't think that this rises to the level of removing a duly elected official.
former state attorney general, partner with Lippis Mathias LLP, Dennis Vacco.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.